Would you do me a favor tonight? Would you stand one more time and would you make welcome the man of God as he comes to break the bread of life, Bishop Ronnie Webb.
Wow, come on, give the Lord a praise tonight. Amen. Come on, give it to him. Oh my God. What an anointing that's in this house. Amen. Wow, what about the worship? Can you praise God for this worship team? Man, Adam, I didn't know you was doing it like this down here. Come on, somebody. Listen, you all have no idea, and some of you do. I had no idea where this parachute was going to land. But let me tell you something. People were grabbing for this guy literally all over the country. And for him to be here in this city, you better praise God extra. Come on, somebody. He's a gift to the body of Christ. Can you say amen? I love this family, and back home they call me Chocolate Thunder, but that's White Lightning. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes. Amen. Very quickly, you know, we meet across the country, and you know, from Texas to Louisiana, Missouri, and Arkansas, where I go, we would end up on the same docket. And I said, man, our paths keeps crossing, but my flight was delayed in Little Rock. But it was an assignment of God. It was a setup. And so I said, could y'all switch me with Pastor Shane? I said, I need to go first because I have to fly to Orlando. I'm preaching in the morning. And they said, well, you know, we kind of got the schedule out, but we'll get you out. But the gifts went into operation. Hello, somebody. And so Pastor said, you're going home with me. I said, okay. I said, do you have an airport? I said, man, I don't, you know, Pastor, thank you for your generosity. I said, but just give me a hotel room, you know, we'll be okay, the wife and I. And he says, no, you're going to my home. I said, did you call your wife? He says, Pam's cool with this. Hello, somebody. I got there and Pam laid out a spread. Pam, come up here. Come on, show me some love. Come on, Pam. Come on, this is my sister right here. I love me some Pam. Wait a minute, stay right here, real quickly, because I got to preach. There's a spirit of anticipation here. So they fixed us up that night. We were just at home, and George was like, how long have you known this guy? I said, long enough to spend a night with him. Come on, somebody. So we get up the next morning ready for service, and around 5 o'clock in the morning, I thought my wife was feeling pretty good, you know. I'm getting all these kisses. I'm like, what's going on in this house? Her poodle jumps in our bed. Oh, come on, somebody. I've never been kissed like that at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I told Pastor, I'll see y'all next week. I'm not going to church today. It is on like a pot of neck bones. Come on, somebody. Thank you. So listen, I told him I come to Cookville for two things, Pam and the poodle. Hello, somebody. Amen. We love Pastor Shane. Come on, give it up for your pastor tonight. Wow. I'm honored to have Dr. Jesse with us tonight. He's a phenomenal pastor and lead instructor at our college, at School of the Prophets, and a phenomenal musician. I just picked him up and said, listen, meet me in Tennessee. We're going to my brother from another mother. Come on, somebody. And so he just ended up here tonight with us, and we're so honored. And to all of those that are online, we welcome you. Come on, we salute you in the name of Jesus. How many come with your cup up ready to receive from God tonight? Praise God. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell her there's a miracle coming your way. Amen. Come on. Amen. I love this crowd. Grab your Bibles while you're standing. Do y'all stand for the reading of the word? Come on. Jump back up. Amen. Praise God. You can get in shape coming to this church. I'm telling you. My God. Genesis chapter 26. There's something here that I want to share tonight. And my God, I just feel enlargement in this place. And when I pulled off the exit into the city, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord, amen, saying, get ready, because you're getting ready to tap into some untapped wells. There's about to be an overflow, not just in this church, but in this city. Come on, somebody. Praise God. This is a pretty building. It's a beautiful building, but it's not near big enough for what God's getting ready to do for you. Come on, baby. Your eye have not seen. Your ear has not heard. Come on. Amen. How many's ready for your miracle tonight? Praise God. Genesis chapter 26. Now, I don't have time to read, because it's pretty extensive. So I'm going to read just a few verses. I want you to read it in your time of devotion. But there's something here that I want to share tonight. And as we tag our text from chapter 26, you have it, shout amen. Amen. In Genesis. Now, if you can't find Genesis, we got to extend the revival. Come on, somebody. You over there by Revelation, that's the wrong side. Come on back over here. Amen. And there was a famine. Praise God. Verse 1. Amen. In the land, besides the first famine in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, but dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in that land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all the countries. Amen. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Verse 6 says, and Isaac dwelt there in Gerar. Verse 12, amen. Then Isaac sowed in that land. What land? The land of famine. And he received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, went forward, grew until he was very great. Amen. For all the wells, verse 15, which his father, his servant, had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines, had stopped them up and filled them with earth. Praise God. Verse 18. Come on, I need you to read it with me. And Isaac digged again the well of water, which they had what? Digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham and called their names after the names by which his father called them. Verse 22. And he removed from thence and digged another well, for that they strove not. And he called the name of it, what? Rehobah. And he said, for now the Lord has made room, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Praise God. Look at somebody and tell them, get ready for your roomy place. Hallelujah. Look at the other neighbor. That one looked at you funny. Find a different one. Come on. And say, neighbor, get ready to get your flow back. Come on, somebody. Let's pray tonight. Father, I thank you that you've called us here for such a time as this. Holy Spirit, have your way in this house tonight. I pray that you'll anoint these lips of clay. And I pray that you'll anoint the ear bone of the people that are here that's listening. Open their hearts that they may be receptive to your word. And for this, we'll give your glory, honor, and praise. And everybody shouted amen. On your way down, tell somebody, I'm getting my flow back. Oh, praise God. I'm getting my flow back. Man, what a spirit of anticipation in this house tonight. How many come with your cup up really ready to receive from God? I sense it tonight. Amen. I sense in my spirit, ladies and gentlemen, that you're on the verge. Amen. It's a tipping point and a turning point. Amen. Some of you have no idea what God's getting ready to do in your life in the next few weeks, not just months and years, but I'm talking about that's how close you are to one of the greatest breakthroughs that you've ever had in your life. Who did I come for tonight? Come on, somebody. Praise God. I love preaching from this text. There are so many different directions that we can go in, but I didn't come tonight to preach a sermon. I came to deliver a message to this house and to the people of God. Amen. That God is getting ready to make room for you, and you're about to be fruitful in this land. Can you say amen? Now that there are three components to this text tonight. It's Abraham, it's Isaac, and it's Jacob. There's no way you can preach about Isaac without grabbing his father Abraham. And they all represent something, amen, in the kingdom of God. Number one, amen, Abraham represents the altars, amen. And also, he's a father of faith. Nobody preaches about faith or talks about faith without Abraham's name popping up in it. Come on now, amen. The Bible said it was counted unto him for righteousness' sake, because Abraham did what? He believed God. He called those things that be not as though they were. Is there anybody in this house can praise God for what you don't see, but you know it's coming? Let me try it on this side. How many can get happy, not just off of, listen, manifestation, but how many of us can praise God off of revelation? So Abraham represents altars. Amen. He built altars. Not only Abraham, but Samuel built altars. Moses built. Noah built an altar. Come on. Praise God. So it represents communing with God. And how many know if we ever, amen, we're in a time where we need to go back to prayer, that time is right now. I mean, my God, the whole world is in a shaking. Come on, somebody. Praise God. And the Bible talks about a shaking. You know, Haggai talks about a shaking, and then Hebrews, amen, in the New Testament, it talks about a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And I'm glad to know that we're a part of that kingdom that can't be shaken. Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen. We see that the economy's been shaken. Wall Street's been shaken. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Amen. The political arena been shaken. It needs to be shaken. Let me say it slow so I can say it some more. Come on, somebody. I said the political arena needs to be shaken. Praise God. Amen. And guess what? The sports arena has been shaken. And all these gods that people have been bowing to, now all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, people are seeing that there is only one true and living God. Woo, I like the three Hebrew boys. Amen. They said, even if he don't deliver us, I know our God is able. We're in a time where we need a God that's able. Come on, to deliver his people. Aren't you glad that you serve a God tonight that's able and willing? Praise God. So there's a shaking. And then finally, there's a shaking in the church. And there needs to be a shaking in the church. That's why God sent you to this city. Come on, somebody. Because there needs to be a shaking amongst denominations. Come on. Among races. And when I look and I see this church, man, I like this. This is like being at home. Praise God. I mean, we've got chocolate, vanilla, and swirl. I hope it's safe to say that here. Oh, I love this church. Come on, somebody. And this is a disclaimer. I don't mean to start no trouble. This is my first time here. Your pastor is not all Caucasian. I thought maybe, how many already know that? Yeah. Come on, go ahead. He can't see you. He's looking up here. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. But listen, this is the body of Christ. And when I look out and I see the diversity here, this is absolutely the heart of God. Aren't you glad, ladies and gentlemen, amen, that God is shaking racism out of the church? Come on. Can I say that again? I'm glad that we don't have a black or a white church or a Hispanic church. We got one church, and it's not Baptist, it's not Methodist, it's not Church of Christ, but it's God's church. Oh God, I feel something moving in here. Somebody give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a praise. So he represents, Abraham represents altars, amen, which simply means communing with God. And I'm glad that the God that we talk to, it's not monologue. Come on, it's not a one-way street, but it's dialogue. We talk to God, and in return, God talks back to us. Can you say amen? Praise God. So altars represents, ladies and gentlemen, communing with God. It also represents power with God. And I feel the power of God when I walk through these rooms. Man, matter of fact, when we pulled up on the parking lot, I've never seen so many people, amen, rush to park. I thought we was at Walmart. Amen. This is awesome. There's an anticipation. And don't lose that spirit of anticipation. Ladies and gentlemen, I love the altar because altars is where, amen, we find forgiveness of sin. Oh, come on now. I know you can praise God for your car and your house and the promotion on the job, but I thank him tonight for forgiveness of sin. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Come on, and forget not his benefits toward me, who forgiveth us of what? All of our sins and all of our iniquities. You better praise God that we got an altar. Woo! You may lose your car, you may lose your house, but baby, don't lose the altar. We need an altar. Woo! All right. like, Jesse, don't hurt me too quick. Come on now. Just kind of ease it on them. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Don't just knock them out too quick, Jesse. I've got a little work to do here tonight. All right, amen. Amen. It also, amen, represents conviction. Amen. It's the altar, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Where there's conviction of sin. Even when you do wrong, how many know you just can't go on without getting it right with God? Can I say that again? It's where conviction shows up. And I'm thankful tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that when I don't do it right and if I don't get it right, amen, there's an anointing that will check you. Oh, I'm not getting no help right there. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the same anointing that tells you to speak up will tell you to shut up. That same anointing, come on, will tell you, it will make you apologize to your wife and apologize to your children and apologize to your husband. Y'all stop clapping. Amen. Just bump your neighbor and said he's talking about somebody on this row. Praise God. I'm thankful for conviction of sin. Come on now. And then finally, the altar represents sacrifice. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. They bought their sacrifice and they laid it on the altar. But I'm not here tonight to really preach about Abraham, but I can't preach about Isaac because he's linked with Abraham. Amen. And I can't talk about Isaac without being connected to Jacob. Come on, somebody. Praise God. So Jacob represents what? Encounters with God. Woo, I love this. It was, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the old trickster, the old lying, conniving Jacob. Come on, somebody. Amen. It was that Jacob that was wrestling in the womb of Rebecca that grabbed the heel of his brother Esau. His name means heel grabber or reacher. Amen. And then after he's born, guess what? He's still grabbing and he's still reaching. Now he reaches for the birthright of his brother Esau. Y'all know the text better than I do. Praise God. And ladies and gentlemen, but the third phase of his life, something happened. He's at the brook of Jabbok. Amen. And the word Jabbok means a place of brokenness. Come on, somebody. That's why I love preaching to broken people, because when you've been to hell and back, the preacher don't have to beg you to praise a God that you're say you love. Okay, come on. I'm coming for bad tonight. How many broken people that we have in this house? Amen. You've been, come on now. You've been through the fire. You've been through the storm, but you survived to tell the story. Somebody shout, I'm still here by the grace of God. You've been lied on. You've been talked about. Come on, somebody. You've been pushed over and stepped over, but you're still here by the grace of God. And what the devil sent to destroy you, God going to use it to develop you. Can you say amen? Woo. So he has an encounter with God, but something happens. Amen. It was this Jacob, amen, that's wrestling with an angel, and he gets up, and now he's walking funny. He's got a limp. Amen. Y'all know the story where he wrestled, and he grabs a hold to the angel and said, I won't let you go until you bless my soul. But then something happens in the third stage of Jacob's life. He's not reaching for heels. He's not reaching for birthrights. But now he's reaching for God. I want to know, where are my God reachers tonight? Amen. Are you really reaching for God tonight? Praise God. And so now he walks with a limp. Amen. But the limp is a part of his legacy. Come on, somebody. And God never heals the limp, because the limp is a reminder of my encounter with God. Okay, let me drop this revelation on you and then I'm going to the text. Amen. He's limping now because when you wrestle with God, you never walk the same again. Woo. Not only did he change my talk, but he changed my walk. But the limp is a reminder that I had an encounter with God. Is there anybody here tonight have had an encounter at the bend? So then there's Abraham, number one, and then there's Isaac, and then he's linked with Jacob. But I didn't come to preach on Abraham and Jacob. I came to talk about brother Isaac. Come on, somebody. And Isaac represents whales. Woo! Restoration. Thank you, Jesus. Or should I say untapped wells? The Bible said he's down in Gerar, and the word Gerar simply means dwelling place. He's in a dwelling place there, and he's got his bags packed, and he's ready to go down to Egypt because there are running rivers of water in Egypt. But the Lord says to him to stay put. Now, most of us, when we preach on faith, Dr. Jesse, it's always faith to move out, faith to believe God, faith to go. But it takes as much faith to stay than it does to go. I want to talk to somebody right now, amen, that's fed up and you're ready to walk away and you're ready to step away. But the Holy Spirit is saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Who am I talking to? Just bump your neighbor and tell them, hold on, God's not through blessing you where you are. Because oftentimes, amen, ladies and gentlemen, when things get rough, we're ready to move. But God says, stand still. I don't know who this word is for tonight. He says, I'm not through blessing you where you are. What did he say? He says, there's been an oath, amen, that was given by your father, Abraham. And you know, God gave him an oath. God made him a promise that he was going to bless him and his family. And out of all the families in the earth, they're going to be blessed through you. And he says, because that has not come to pass, it has not come to fruition, you cannot leave now because your blessing is right around the corner. And the Bible says, and Isaac dwelt in that land. Tell somebody, stay put, boo. Stay put. Stay put. Don't go nowhere, because God's getting ready to bless you in ways that you never could imagine. And he stays there, and the Bible says, Isaac sowed in that land. Now, let me just take a moment, ladies and gentlemen. This is not on my notes. Matter of fact, I'm not really looking at my notes. Come on, somebody. Praise God, because I'm so pregnant with this word, and I got to deliver this baby tonight. Can you say amen? Praise God. Amen. And I'm pregnant with somebody's miracle. And I don't know who your doctor is, but I'm the one that's on call tonight, and I'm here. Come on, somebody. Hey! Whoa, good God. Amen. God sent me here to induce your labor. Can you say amen? You're about to birth something powerful out of your spirit tonight. So here they are. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac sowed in that land, and it was a land of famine. Just because we're in a pandemic, that doesn't mean you stop paying your tithes. Whoa, that's a better response than what I expected. Come on, somebody. Amen. You keep on giving. You keep on sowing. Praise God. And you said, well, Brother Bishop, I'm on a fixed income. Thank you. I am too. Everybody's income's fixed. Come on, somebody. Praise God. But listen, let me tell you something. He sowed in that land, and in the same year, he received 100-fold. Isn't that something? My God, and the Lord blessed him. Amen. And he grew great, and he grew until he was very great, which simply means he was a prosperous man. But look what happened. After God began to bless him, then all of a sudden, the Philistines showed up. You know you're blessed when your haters show up. Woo! Amen. Matter of fact, in this season in your life, when you see haters coming, you ought to start dancing. Come on, somebody. Because that's a sign that God is about to elevate you to a whole nother level. Amen. I call them NLDs. Say it with me. NLDs. What's that? New level devils. Somebody need to tweet that. That was good. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. And so now the Bible says, and now he began to redig the wells of his father Abraham. And there were two wells, Phicna, amen. And you know, the other one, the scripture said that they strove for them. Amen. And here they were. Every time they dig, the enemy shows up and tries to push them away. Now, this is interesting, because Jesus says, blessed are those which are persecuted for my name's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, that word persecution, it derives from a Greek word that's called diako. And it means to push away from, number one. Or it means to drive away from. So when persecution comes, it's designed from hell to push you away from your assignment. Come on, somebody. But you got to make up in your mind, I refuse to leave the place that God has put me in. Can you say amen? And so here's what happens. Amen. So he moves to the next one and he begins to redig that well. And guess what? Amen. Sinneth and Sickneth. And the Bible says they contend for that one too. And then all of a sudden there's a fight. Amen. And the Lord sent me here to tell somebody, it looked like every time you get ready to go forward, there's spiritual warfare. Whew. But can I submit to you that those are just signs and signals to push you into your purpose? Don't stop where you are. Come on, somebody. Elijah, just because your brook dried up doesn't mean that God is through blessing you. Amen. Just because God closed a door right here doesn't mean that he's not gonna open the door right there. Matter of fact, I don't want you to praise God now for the next 30 seconds for every door that God opened. I want you to praise God right now for every door that he closed. Oh, no. I thank you for closing that door, because had you not closed that door, I wouldn't have never started looking in another direction. Come on, somebody. God's trying to get you to your roomy place. Woo! Hallelujah. Why some of you sitting around crying, talking about what has happened? Amen. And you know, how doors have been shut in your face. God told me to tell you to rejoice. Come on. Arise and go to Zarephath. There's a widow there. Don't sit there crying at the brook because it's dried up. Well, I know the Lord sent me here, but no more steak tips. Hello, somebody. The raven is gone. Hello. But God says, I got another way to bless you. And so now the Bible says he redigs another well. And guess what? The Philistines strove for that one too. But he kept on digging. Woo, look at somebody and say, keep on digging. Come on, somebody. Praise God. And guess what? Amen. He says, listen, I'm not going to stop here, but listen, I know that there's water down there, but the enemy had shut up the wells and filled them with earth, with dirt. Come on. And God sent me here to tell you, some of you right now, your wells have been clogged up with dirt, and whatever the dirt is, God sent me here to tell you, it's time for you to get rid of the dirt so that you can get your flow back again. Can you say amen? How many's ready to dig tonight? Hello, somebody. Praise God. You said, well, I've been digging for 5 years. Well, baby, put the shovel in the ground and dig again, because there is water down there. Can you say amen? That's why you're here in Cooksville. That's why you couldn't go nowhere else, because God said there are untapped wells in this city, and I sent you here with a shovel. Can you say amen? And he sent me here to tell somebody, I feel like preaching tonight. Come on, somebody, that you are about to get your flow back tonight. If I'm preaching to you, shout glory. Oh, no, come on, give God a praise right now. He says, dig again, because there's water there. Praise God. Well, I've been digging a long time and I'm tired of digging. But he says, there is water there. And if you're not careful, you will allow, amen, the dirt in your well to stop you from pursuing the next level in God. How many will be honest tonight and say, you know what? I've allowed some dirt to get in my well. But tonight, I got to get the dirt out. Maybe it's the dirt of unforgiveness. And that's what's killing the church today. Come on. Where people speak in tongues, but they won't speak to one another. Okay, it's getting quiet in here. Come on, somebody. Praise God. No. I got to get the dirt out of my well. Amen. There's a Japanese proverb. It's not scripture, but it's a good proverb. If a man falls down 7 times, he gets up 8 times. Come on, somebody. David said, if a just man falleth 7 times, the Lord will raise him up again. And I don't know what dirt is in your well tonight, but God told me to tell you to get it out of the well, because there's a flow that's getting ready. ready to come, that's getting ready to hit this church. Matter of fact, Jesus says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Somebody give him a praise tonight. Anybody feel the flow? Anybody feel the flow? My God, come on, stand on your feet. That's right. Stand on your feet. Throw up your hands and shout, Lord, flow through me tonight. Woo. Come on. Woo. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Look at somebody and tell them, I feel my flow coming back. I feel my joy coming back. I feel the anointing. Come on. This yoke destroying anointing coming back. Look like I feel my vision coming back. I'm starting to dream again. And to every well that's been stopped up, God says tonight, get ready. Because you're about to get your flow back. Lift your hands all over this building and say, Lord, I want my flow back. Come on, talk to him. I want my flow. I want my flow back. Woo. I want my flow back. I'm tired of just coming to church. I'm not going through nobody's motions. I want my flow back. I want to be able to feel the presence of God. I'm tired of being around power and not feel the power of God in me. I'm tired of being around the anointing and not feel the anointing of God down in my spirit. God, I want my flow. I want my flow back. Ezekiel talks about a river that's in the sanctuary. Come on, somebody. And it's flowing right now. There's a flow of healing. Oh, Shabbat. Oh, my God. There's a flow of restoration in this house right now. Some of you coming here one way, but I promise you, you're about to leave out another way by the power of God. And I want to minister to some people tonight. I just didn't come to preach. But some of you are here, and you know what? You said, it's been a long time since I've had my flow. It's been a long time since I sensed the Spirit of God upon my life flowing through me. At one time you dreamed, at one time you had visions, at one time, amen, you operated in the power of God. But you know what? You fooled around and let some dirt get in the well. And God said, you got to let it go. Amen. You're getting your flow back tonight. How many will be honest and say, you know what, Bishop? I've allowed some things in my life, praise God, and I recognize that they're there. And I need my flow back, huh? Yeah, yeah. Amen. Some of you got healing in your hands, and God's going to use you to heal people. You're going to lay hands on the sick. Come on, somebody, and they're going to recover. But praise God, something happened in your life. Amen. Somebody wounded you in your spirit. Somebody hurt you. Come on, somebody. Praise God. And now you feel like, I don't have my flow. But Ezekiel talks about the river that's in the sanctuary. Woo. He talks about ankle deep. Come on, somebody. And some people are just in it just enough just to feel a little dab-a-doo. And then there's knee deep and waist deep. Hello. That feels pretty good. But then later on, it's waters to swim in. Hallelujah. Well, the problem is I can't swim. Good. Then you got to trust God to keep you afloat. Can you say amen? How many is ready to go where you never gone and do what you've never done before? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, God sent me here tonight to tell you to keep digging. You know why? There's water there. Keep digging. I know you've been fighting the enemy, and I know you're dealing with spiritual warfare, but keep on digging. And the Bible says every time he would dig at them, they would stroll for that well until finally he dug a well, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible says, and the enemy did not stroll for this one. And he named this place Jerusalem. Rehoboth, which means roomy place. See, when you've outgrown the space that you're in, here's the problem. Most of the times we get comfortable and we don't want to move. So God has to send persecution to get us to our roomy place. And until you can say like David, it was good for me that I've been afflicted. Lord, have mercy. All things are working together for the good. I didn't say everything worked together is good, but it's going to work together for your good. And had not God sent the trouble, it wouldn't have never pushed you to your Rehoboth. There's a call of God on your life. Thank you, Lord. And you got to stop running. But you're going to find your Rehoboth tonight. Yes, sir. God says, I called you when you was 12 years old. Thank you, Jesus. Matter of fact, I touched you when you was in your mama's womb. Thank you, Lord. But he says, stop fighting. Lift your hands up right now. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of the Lord. Father! Here's what I feel impressed to do. There are people here, and you know you're here, and you've allowed the dirt to get in your well and look like you can't get past the hurt. But God says you got to forgive the people who have hurt you and wounded your spirit. It's almost like there's a hole in your soul. Amen. To the first 10 people that the Holy Spirit is speaking to right now, I know it's congested in here, but God says you got to let it go. I want you to come right now. Amen. You have to let it go. Come on and line up across here right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm hurting, but I'm coming. I'm wounded, but I'm still coming. Thank you, Lord. Woo. I want my flow back. God says, let it go. Donna, it's over tonight. Oh, shata. Haba. Oh, shata. Hey! Oh, shaba. Somebody give God a praise right now. Give me a lady. Thank you, Lord. Come on, precious. Amen. Lift those hands while he's singing softly tonight. Amen. I feel breakthrough in this house. Now, this is not the only altar call, because some of you right now, amen, you're about to get your flow back. But lift those hands up all over the building. Come on.
You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see. your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence. You never let me end. You never failed me yet. You take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it.
That's in this house tonight. I'm getting ready to pray. I'm going to release a word over this house because many of you, amen, you're standing here with dormant gifts lying on the inside of you. And God said those gifts are going to begin to flow again. How many will be honest and say, Bishop, I need my flow back tonight? Oh, Shatta. Now, Pastor Shane, I don't know. Okay. I want you to come. I want you to come. Amen. Your hands are up. I know it's congested, but come on. I'm getting my flow back. Some of you operate in the fivefold ministry, but because some things has happened, amen, look like your gift's been put on hold. Come on, I'm still waiting on five of y'all right now. Thank you, Jesus. The hand of the Lord rest upon you. Lift those hands all over the building. My God. Whoa, keep on singing, Adam.
Night out. God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. It's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. It's gonna work in your favor. Say, late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Hallelujah.
You take what the enemy meant. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil.
You take what the enemy meant for evil.
And you turn it
for good. You turn it for good.
Wow. You know, I look and I see the hand of God moving in this place. And God said this will be one of the examples, not just in America, but from around the world. And this is why, listen to me, church. You have to know the man of God that stands in your midst tonight. Let me tell you why your pastor sought out so much. Because wherever he go, amen, he has the recipe for revival. Come on, somebody. And while all these other people are writing books on church planning, and people are going, you know, taking 7 course classes. No, God has given him the ingredients. And this is why you have to raise up other leaders, Pastor Shane, because you're going to be sought out. And I know right now you're not even worried about doing a lot of traveling because you're trying to build this house now. But let me tell you something. It's not just about this house. It's about the kingdom of God. And so I'm saying this to you all, you that are leaders and you all that surround this man of God, don't put handcuffs on him. Let him flow in the gift, because you ain't seen nothing yet. When I told Dr. Jesse, when we pulled off the exit, the Lord says, roomy place. I hadn't seen this building. I didn't know anything about it. He just said, roomy place. And it's almost like, whew, it's going to be supernatural. I know you're looking for it, but I just heard the Lord say, it's really looking for you. Shut up. Oh, my. Everybody shout, Rehoboam, Rehoboam. And from the moment you touch down here, God says you've been on the road of Rehoboam. Oh, shout. Somebody praise God for your room and place right now. Oh, God, I feel revival's getting ready to hit this place. And let me tell you, not just this church, but this city and the surrounding cities. Come on, somebody. Praise God. There's a regional anointing in this house tonight. And there's a drawing. It's almost like a magnet. Praise God. You, come here, come here. Thank you. Come here, drummer. Woo, good God. Thank you, Lord. And your life is going to be like a magnet, where people are just going to be drawn to because of the oil that's on your life. Lift your hands up right now. Hallelujah. And God's going to use you as a barrier breaker. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's your heart. I want to see the kingdom of God. Come on. Amen. You're so sick of racism, but God's going to use you to be a bridge builder. Oh, shout out. Somebody give God a praise right now. Oh, shout out. Shabbat. Lift those hands. Come on, y'all. I'm not the focus. Jesus is the focus. I'm just here as an instrument. Ooh, Shabbat. I sense this. There's just so much rolling in my spirit right now. And not only Adam, not only is God's going to bless you with a roomy place, but I see houses of restoration with men and women struggling with substance abuse. I see men homes. I see women homes that's going to be birthed out of this ministry. Woo, God, I wish I had time. Come on, somebody. You better praise God, because you ain't going to just be some little jumpy little church. God has raised you up for such a time as this. Here's what I'm hearing in my spirit right now, and then I'm going to turn it back to Pastor. There are some parents here right now. Whew. And you've been standing in the gap for your children. And you have literally spent thousands of dollars. And I don't want to get in your personal business, but this is what the Holy Ghost is speaking to me. With attorneys and rehabs and one thing after another. And your heart has been broken. But God says tonight there's about to be restoration in your family. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to come and stand right here. Come on, you know exactly who you are. And while we're speaking, you even got sons and daughters right now locked up in jail, and some are in rehabs. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Shatta. But it's going to be okay. God says, I've heard your cry. And I've seen your tears. And he says, I'm getting ready to move on your behalf. Come on, come on. Don't. If you're here, this ain't no time to be embarrassed. Listen, this is not the courtroom. We don't judge here. This is the family room. We put our arms around one another. When you hurt, we all hurt. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord spoke this to me. Some of you, you hadn't been able to sleep at night. Some of you got a daughter that's strung out on drugs. And you're like, God, I don't know what else to do. Some of you raising your children's children. Isn't that something? Where grandfathers and grandmoms are raising their children's children. You know how we know? Because we have five homes, Pastor, and you know about it. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Your husband? What's his name? Sam. We break the assignment of the enemy over Sam. And we call Sam into the kingdom. Stand behind him. Bow, shout out. Somebody give God a praise, because Sam's coming in. Because there's a call on his life. And he's running like Jonah. But God, while you're standing right here, little sister, God is dealing with Sam's heart right now. Hallelujah. And we break the bondage off of him right now. Sam, we call you by name. In the name of Jesus. Come on, stay with me now. Oh, Shatta. Hallelujah. Sam, we call you into the kingdom of God. Somebody give God a praise right now. Madison and Connor, in the name of Jesus, we speak the word of God. Come on, y'all. Intercessors, I need y'all to release something in this house. Oh, Shatta. God bless you tonight. Pastor's coming. Pastor's coming, but I'm going to pray for those. Oh, I sense it so strong. Where the enemy has interrupted your sleep because you have no peace. You can't even sleep at night. You lay your head on the pillow, but you lay awake all night long. You're swallowing pills and you still can't go to sleep. But tonight the Lord says, I am your portion. You. Step in the middle aisle. Yes, ma'am. You. Your sleepless nights are over. And I bind the spirit of depression and even thoughts of suicide that would try to hit your head. The devil is a liar. You're going to live and not die. And you're going to declare the works of God. Oh, shabba. Somebody give God. Oh, shabba. Oh! I speak peace over you right now. Depression be gone. And I speak peace. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. He will keep them in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on him. Now, Lord, you said the sleep of the saints is sweet. So tonight, give her sweet sleep and blessed rest in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Oh, somebody better praise him right there. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Ooh. Hey. Jesus, just wave your hands and say, I got my flow back. Good God. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. You better take this mic.
For those of us who are filled with the Holy Ghost, can we just lift our voices for just a moment and pray in the Holy Ghost? Come on. Can you use that prayer language that God has given you? God be the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. What a sweet presence in this room. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for speaking to us tonight. We believe that our life will never be the same. We decree, as we have been for several weeks now, we believe that you're as good as the scripture says that you are. And we believe that you can and will do everything the scripture says that you will do. So tonight, when we're praying, when we're singing, when we're believing, we're not hoping that you're going to get in the mood. We know that the very goodness of God flows out of the very character of who you are. And every work of your mighty hand is part of your divine nature. So, Lord, we know that you don't have to get in the mood, because you're always in the mood to be as good as the scripture says that you are. Tonight, we just want to say we love you. And I thank you, Lord, for moving in this place in such a sovereign way. Lord, I've been waiting on this kind of atmosphere where you would just, by your presence, move in and take residence. We bless you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, somebody give the Lord a praise for what he's done in the room. Let me share with you tonight. We're going to receive an offering for Bishop Webb. Please be seated for just 5 minutes, and then we'll let you get out. The ushers are going to be standing in the back of the room like we've done every single week. We've already made out Bishop's honorarium check. We're going to bless him and take care of him tonight. But I invite you to sow into his ministry. The ways that you can give are on the screen. You can give the old-fashioned way as a check or whatever. If you do want his books tonight, I think all of his books are $10. So you can get one for $10 or three for $30 or five for $50. Right? But all of his books, you can pick one up out there. And Bishop Webb, would you go on out that way? Would you take him out there? I'd let him like to let him meet you out there and sign a few books for you. He'll be glad to do that. Did y'all really enjoy Bishop Webb tonight? Isn't that awesome? He will not be a stranger. He will not be a stranger, I promise. So anyway, you can give to him tonight and bless his ministry. And if you want a book and you don't have cash, we can take a card and we'll just cash app it to him or send him the money. Let me put up our revival picture, guys, if we can. Next Wednesday night is Pastor Don Norden. Bishop Webb, can Pastor Don preach? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, phenomenal communicator and church builder. And so Pastor Don Norden will be with us next Wednesday night. Want to encourage you to invite some friends. I think it was worth our time to come out. I don't know about y'all, but I don't feel like I've wasted any time tonight. I feel like I've been on assignment tonight. And then this coming Sunday morning, we've got some special stuff going on. Number one, we're doing water baptism. So if you've made some things right with God and you want to be water baptized tonight, please, you can see Miss Liz right here out the guest center, the welcome center out there. Let us know that you want to be water baptized. We can still put you in on that load. So we're going to be baptizing folks, and we're going to do it different Sunday and just have a great time. We'll be communicating with how you're doing. And then I'm dedicating some children, and I'm excited because not only get to dedicate somebody else's children, I get to dedicate my own little baby girl, my granddaughter. And so we're going to have that time. And then Sunday, I'm going to preach a message that God has put on my heart 2 weeks ago and told me to save it for this Sunday, entitled Ruined. Ruined. I can promise you don't want to miss that one. Amen. Well, let's stand up. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Have the greatest rest of the week that you've ever had in your life. You were blessed coming in. I say you're blessed going out tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you. Get out of here. Go have a great time.